Y'all ready for the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
You're in the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour. We give you that sports talk in the lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like the sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hope y'all having another good week, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. I know y'all had a packed episode last time. Mm. Had a lot we had to put on the table, but, you know, it's a little lighter today, so we got a lot of good stuff, though. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, no. You know, we got a Deflategate on the topic. Mm-hmm. You know, All-Star game is inching closer. Got them mm-hmm. starters out. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot going on. Some yes, injuries, sir. Some stuff, you know, you don't like to see. We're getting all of that in there today. As y'all know, y'all can find us at blackisonline.com. You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, iTunes Radio, TuneIn Radio, all under Black Is. Y'all want to hit us up, reach out to us, please do. Via email at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at brotherslayman, or you can hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219. Any of your correspondents, we'll read it on the show and discuss it.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns y'all may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us. Saw a lot of y'all favorited the show last time we tweeted out, so appreciate all that. Hit us up, let us know what your thoughts are, and we'll get back at you.
Oh yeah. All right, you know, last week it wasn't that much of a big deal.
Nope.
But we got to discuss the Deflategate because we want to get this over with. We about two teams, Seahawks, Patriots, NFL Super Bowl.
Yep.
Greatness. Mm-hmm. I want to see it. What we talking about? Balls. Yeah. Under deflated balls.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, so we went through all that. Bill Belichick had his press conference. Mm-hmm. Basically said, I don't deal with that at all. That's not my responsibility. I've never asked anybody about the size of the balls of the footballs you want for the season. I don't care. Which, as a head coach, I'm like, yeah, that's your equipment manager. Why do you care about that with all these other things going on?
Yeah.
So, okay, that, you know, I heard a lot of people was like, okay, I believe him. I think he's telling the truth. Then Tom Brady comes up,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get to watch all of it, but suppose he likes his 12 and a half. Okay, well, they weren't.
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't know. And after, you know, I caught that at work and then watched a little after thing, you know, what y'all views on Tom Brady? Y'all think y'all believe him?
Everybody was like, nope. I think he's lying. I think he's lying.
Look.
I saw Mark Grunell was tearing up a little bit.
I can't believe he would do that. I mean, Richard Sherman almost called him butt out earlier in the week. Was yeah. like, oh, y'all think he's this little nice guy and all that. He'd be talking smack.
Exactly.
You know, he say some things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do believe that. I don't think he's all just nice boy and I respect the game and I don't do any trash talking whatsoever. I don't get emotional. Like, dude, you a competitor just like the rest of
exactly.
us.
Exactly. He be headbutting cats and with face mask and all that. I see it.
Mm-hmm. You want to win.
He gets hyped.
No, so now this is going on. I guess it's the equipment manager's fault. I don't know.
He'll probably be the scapegoat.
But the fact that they found a problem when the ball's in the first half, fixed him in the second half, and that's the second half is when it was a 28-0 explosion by the Patriots.
The only question for me is why.
Yes.
That's the only real question for me because I'm like, well, the ball of the can, yeah, I guess it came out the balls of regulation status in the second half. And I'm like, well, they whopped him in the second half. So mm-hmm. what was it even necessary to have him under? I don't know. I personally do not know if a ball is deflated by half a PSI. I don't know what difference that makes in a quarterback. I don't know. I'm not a quarterback, so I don't know the difference in, you know, what difference it makes, really. But, I mean, clearly, the only issue I have is it's just there's always something with the fucking Patriots, man. Always something. Every time something comes out, it's just like right on that, right on the line of cheating but not cheating, kind of.
Right.
And you're just like, just stop doing stuff. You're like the kid who always gets detention but doesn't push it enough to get suspended from school. It's like, stop it. Right. Stop messing up.
What are you doing? Like, it's all the small stuff. Well, it don't matter. Like, I mean, people still pissed off about the whole with Spygate.
Oh, yeah.
And now you were like, all right, they're going to make it to, what, they 6th Super Bowl, 9th AFC Championship. After the win, oh, my God, like, if they do this, you know, all that talk of them cheating and all of that, now that we can talk about something real if they win, you know, they 4th championship. Mm-hmm. And then it's dropped. You're like, oh my God.
Somebody brought up to me like, I wonder if they were sabotaged. I'm like, look, I don't see people going to leaps and bounds that far.
No. The Colts players all said the right things and mm-hmm. it didn't matter.
Exactly.
But to hear people explain it and see it, it's like supposed to be a noticeable difference. Like Aaron Rodgers was like, I like mine, you know, more air in the ball because mm-hmm. I have bigger hands, you know, but supposedly, you know, with the ball with less air in it, makes it easier to grip. And except for running backs, and the running backs, it's easier for them to hold. They can get their fingers in it. Like, okay, that makes sense. So I'm like, one, if you're a quarterback who has the ball the whole damn time, you know, this rule is basically for you mm-hmm. to see whether how you like the ball. How do you not know it's underinflated? Like, how if you came out, I didn't see it, but he said, I like my balls 12 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a ball and it's 12 or it's 11 and a half, would you be able to like, this ain't how I want it? I mean, that would be my thing. The way guys are talking about like the degree, you should be able to tell. People are like, yeah, I can tell it's underinflated. Like, how did he not know? And secondly, how the hell the refs not know?
Yeah.
Y'all
handling the balls constantly throughout the game.
Every play, after every play, you get to touch it.
Yeah.
And you're like, and it took a player from the opposite team that was like, y'all may want to look at this. You know, I don't, something's wrong with the ball. I don't know what it is, but y'all may just want to check it out. Like, none of y'all figured that out?
I don't know. At this point, I'm just like, I just want to move on from it. I'm just tired of talking about it.
Yeah, of course, Patriots came out, said they followed every rule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what did you expect them to say? I mean, honestly, what did we all expect them to say? Oh, we cheated.
Now, just find out that they did cheat, and they somebody is the scapegoat, because mm-hmm. clearly neither Belichick nor Tom Brady felt like squashing the issue when they had to on Wednesday. What punishment should they get if it is found that they did cheat?
I've always said, I told Chris this earlier, if it's found that they intentionally were cheating and trying to get over, then they need to be docked their first, second, and third round draft picks. Oof. In the upcoming draft. I mean, you got to hit these guys where it hurts. To me, a $500,000 fine or whatever, that's not gonna do anything. Bill Belichick is a multi-million-dollar head coach. Robert Kraft is a billionaire, so I'm like, 500 G's is nothing to him. That's fine. Here, take it right now. I'll write you a check right now.
Right.
I mean, you got to hit these guys where it hurts. I've heard some people, analysts and stuff, mention hitting them with like salary cap space, which I'm like, yeah. I'm like, since you intentionally tried to gain a competitive edge, then we should, you know, dock you a competitive edge.
Mm-hmm.
So I say take away their first, second, third round pick. Boom. Your ass can't get no good prospects, or at least the top-notch ones.
Yeah, see, I was thinking at least first, second round. You docked them a first round pick the first time.
You get just, you know, day three picks.
Hey, they repeat offenders. Exactly. You know, we do an Ndamukong Suh. They repeat offenders. This is what they known for. I mean, we go at Ndamukong Suh something hard.
And my thing is
he's like, oh, you stepped on somebody's foot. This is just what you do, nigga, ain't it? All right, you need to get kicked out.
But the difference is with Ndamukong Suh, that's an isolated situation with an individual. This is a team situation mm-hmm. where you don't know who in the organization is doing what and all this other stuff. I mean, Ndamukong Suh, we saw you do the act. I mean, there's no question. With this, you're still like, who did what? Why did y'all do it? And blah, blah, blah. So it's just It's just too much to deal with. So, yeah, if they are found guilty, dock they ass first day and second day draft picks. Yeah, you can pick on the third day.
That's a lesson. That'll be like, because, you know, you might be like, well, the Patriots can't. They can handle it. But I'm like, other teams will be like, yeah, I can't handle that.
Let the Browns do that. Yeah, they be hurting for years and years to come still.
Yeah, we'll be speaking about them in a little bit of all the pain they're going through. Mm-hmm. Do you think Bill Belichick should miss a game? Because I've heard that. Maybe he should be suspended.
If they're found guilty, yes, he should be suspended.
For the Super Bowl.
Depends. It will, at this point, you ain't going to suspend him for the Super Bowl. I mean, dude, what's the point? Honestly, they've already had a week. So you think you don't think he's got some kind of game plan installed already? I mean, come on. I'd say start next season, you're done for the year. Ooh. If you're found guilty and that you knew and you deliberately were trying to get over, because this is not a one game thing.
Well,
this ain't one game. This ain't just, oh, we just did it for the AFC champ. No. This has probably been going on for some time. No, it just finally got realized now.
I do believe that. I think this has been
so
going
if that's
on.
The case, you got to get the same punishment that, you know, New Orleans got. Because Bounty Gate, that was a severe punishment. Mm-hmm. And technically, they were first-time offenders. Now, granted, it's a different situation. You're talking about injuring people as opposed to, you know, just cheating. But still,
broke a rule.
You're still breaking rules and you're breaking policies. And since you are a second-time offender, you didn't learn from Spygate. We gotta leave you out. Gotta go for a while.
It's hard for me with the next season because it's like I cheated in the playoffs and I'm a benefit from cheating in the playoffs. Even though it might hurt me next year, it's not gonna hurt me when I need it most. Like I cheated in this postseason, but I don't get punished for it.
I understand that.
But yeah, something would severely happen.
Absolutely.
I hope they find out something soon. Yeah, I do think if he's found to be lying, if somebody's found to be lying, like if one of them came on and was like, we don't know nothing, and then they find out that one of them did actually know, mm-hmm. then yeah, they in some deep shit.
Oh, yeah.
But grand scheme of things, it wasn't no damn big deal, but, you know, it's like, well, if it wasn't a big deal, why was it necessary?
Exactly.
So, you know, you heard our takes on it. Unless they bring up some more bull crap on this. We won't talk about the games.
Exactly.
Because there's already been some trash talking. Mm-hmm. Seahawks cornerback Jeremy Lane says Gronkowski is just okay. He has a big body, but he don't like people getting their hands on him. No, we just rough him up, hit him at the line of scrimmage, all of that, grabbing and pushing, you know, trying to get him out of work. And I was like, well, okay, let's – they basically like, hey, they like everybody else. Ain't nothing special.
Yeah, I mean – a lot of people are kind of like, you know, why is he talking and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, look, he's probably a guy who was asked a question and he answered honestly. Mm-hmm. He's all right. He's not great. You know, I mean, and that's their opinion. I mean, look, they're a defense that talks a lot of smack. So it's not like this ain't precedent for the team. I mean, we've seen it all the time. They talk a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. That's just what they do. So for people to be shocked that this guy's doing it, I'm like, that's part of the culture of the team.
Right.
You can't knock him for doing it. Richard Sherman's doing it. Cam Chancellor's doing it. Other dudes are doing it. All my contemporaries are doing it. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why can't I throw a shot? And it's for the freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do whatever I want to get inside of his head. And, you know, everybody's like, motivation. I'm like, well, he might get inside of his head. You don't know.
All right. Well, like, you need extra motivation? You know, if you're a champion team, which they are. They're the defending champions. And they're like, what about this dude? He all right.
And then,
he's the greatest. Yeah, all right. Okay, he's just another dude who about to get trucked.
Exactly.
Next week.
I'm like, you know, he probably respects him greatly.
Yeah, I mean, he said a lot of it is his size, which he ain't lying. A lot of it is Gronk's size.
He's like 6'7", 250, 260. Mm-hmm. He's a big dude, yeah.
But, you know, they seen him on tape. They know some
of that. I mean, shoot, he may be trying to, you know, make a little name for himself. Mm-hmm. Let me get my name out in the national headlines.
I'll probably have to be, you know, getting up with Gronk on third down.
And if he picks off Tom Brady, he really going to be known then.
Yeah, because, you know.
Oh, he backed up his trash talk.
Yeah, Sherman been talking. Mm-hmm. You know, we had even Tom Brady. He's kind of like, yeah, I'm not kind of fond of Richard Sherman. Like, all right.
We know that.
Right. Now, we know that. Like, yes, Tom Brady.
You mad, bro?
Yeah. Tom Brady, yes. They're going to give him respect, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, yeah. Anybody else? You know, you, I'm like, okay, Gronk, like, what, how many rings you got, Gronk? Oh, you don't have any. Yeah. Okay, well, we got more than you.
Exactly.
You know, but like, yeah, Tom Brady, like, okay, that's different. Yeah, yeah. We're not rattling his cage. We just going to be like, we ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not scared. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to be like, oh, Tom Brady's trash. And he just okay. He ain't really that good of a quarterback. They're not doing that.
Nah.
You know, but I can't that's wait. Funny.
This is going to be a great game. All things considered, I'm rolling with Seattle, man.
Okay.
I think Seattle's going to pull off that back-to-back victory. Defensively, they have just been animals.
Mm-hmm.
They've been unbelievable. And in all honesty, I think they got some tricks up the sleeve we ain't even seen yet that they're just going to pull out for the Super Bowl. And, you know, Pete Carroll's done a great job. He's done a good job. Russell Wilson's done a good job. The Patriots D can be tough,
mm-hmm.
but they can be beaten. And if you get pressure on Tom Brady, which I think is going to be key for Seattle, I mean, and you get hands on Gronk, kind of jam him at the line of scrimmage, you know, reroute him, limit what he can do, they'll tear him apart.
All right. Now, I'm with you pulling for Seattle. Now, what do you think Seattle, since they spoke about their defense, getting that pressure, getting hands on guys, you know, same thing what they did with Denver last year.
Mm-hmm.
Be physical at line of scrimmage. Let them know you're there.
Exactly.
Let them know you're there every time. And go from there. What do you think their offense has to do? Because, you know, their defense is pretty solid. And, you know, of course, you know, you got Reeves over there and whatnot. What do you think they're going to need to do in order to score points on these Patriots?
Offensively, Marshawn Lynch is going to be the key. You're going to have to run him. Even if he's getting 2 yards, carry, or whatever it may be, you're going to have to feed him a few times. At least to draw in the defense. And use that as you know, for play action plays. And Russell Wilson has shown he can go deep. He can make the big plays. And, you know, they show, I mean, to me, last game they showed that they don't quit. You know, they play till the final whistle. And, you know, pass rush, it wasn't there per se the last game. But, you know, the previous game prior to that, it was there. I see them getting back to the business. I think a lot of them defensively will be playing for their defensive coordinator because he's going to Atlanta after the Super Bowl is over to be their head coach.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a last hurrah for him. And I'm sure a lot of them are going to be motivated. I mean, it's not – honestly, Seattle's defense – I mean, Seattle is a team, yes, but the whole Legion of Boom as a defense has a chance to go down in NFL history as one of the best defenses ever.
Yep.
Especially if you're talking about a repeat team with basically the same defense you got. I mean, them 2000 Ravens, they were good, but these guys might be a little bit better than that. I mean, if they win back-to-back championships, you're talking about up there with the 85 Bears.
Yep.
As far as, like, you know, legendary defenses. Yeah. So we'll see. They going to be motivated. They want it.
No, I know they want it. And what does New England have to do in order to pull out this victory?
It's going to kind of be the same with them. They're going to have to find a way to get LeGarrette Blount to run that to pound that rock. They're going to have to use their running backs. LeGarrette Blount's going to be your pounder. You know, Shane Vereen can be the guy who can spread out and catch passes off, you know, off of that end. And they're going to have to utilize their wide receivers. You know, you got Richard Sherman. You know, he really doesn't move from his spot. So, you know, moving guys around, moving Julian Edelman around, moving Danny Amendola around, even Gronk, moving Gronk, you know, putting him in the slot, you know, maybe lining him up against Richard Sherman, you know, things of that nature. You're going to have to move around. I know Bill Belichick is going to have some tricks up his sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we know. They're very disciplined in what they do. And again, their offensive line is going to be very key. They're going to have to hold these guys down because they have a very tough front four. So we've seen, you know, it was early on in the season, but if New England's offensive line doesn't hold them, the game's basically over.
Yeah.
So we all know Tom Brady, similar to Peyton Manning, can't really run around and, you know, make those maneuvers like a Russell Wilson and things like that. So they're going to be key. Keeping him clean, mm-hmm. you keep Tom Brady clean. We have said, even against the best defenses, he can tear you apart if you give him time enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to get pressure on him. If they can't, things could swing in New England's favor.
Yeah, I can see them doing a lot of short passes, knowing that they may not be able to get much of a run again. They're going to have to run the ball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, even if it's not a lot of yards, and I know they'll do the short pass thing as well, but if you're one-dimensional against this defense, you might as well just forget it. Yep. They'll be like, all right, go ahead and try it.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it's going to be a great matchup.
And I'm calling it now. MVP is going to be Cam Chancellor.
Ooh.
There it is.
All right.
Bringing the pound. He's coming with it. I like Cam Chancellor, dude. He don't say much, but he wallops cats.
I'm pulling for beast mode. Oh. It would be nice to have somebody on the defense. Well, no, last year, dude from defense.
Malcolm Smith, but he wasn't like a whole.
Because we know Russell Wilson's going to be, you know, close for it again.
Marshawn Lynch may get it, too.
I'm pulling for a great beast game. Mode. I would love to see beast mode get it.
You'd be like, what do you want to say? Nothing. Yeah.
You won the Super Bowl. Where are you going?
I'm going home.
Disneyland.
I'm going home.
Yeah. Thank you for that question.
I appreciate that. We won.
You're right.
We played a great team game.
Yeah. But I can't wait. I'm hoping, you know, both of these teams getting in the 20s. I know Seattle preferred not to be that way.
Yeah.
But I can see the first team to get to, like, 25, at least 20. I'd probably say you get over three touchdowns, you get about 24 points with both of these teams. I think you have a good chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, moving on, y'all. That's our Super Bowl pick. I know depending on what time our show comes out for next week, the next one we record out will be closer to the Super Bowl. It may not come out, so we have to make sure we got all our picks out.
Exactly.
Come on, Legion of Boom, Rashani, Mr. Black. Let's see your team repeat.
Yeah.
And Magic Johnson. Back to back. Yeah.
That's funny.
You know, those people lost some money this week. Clay Matthews, $22,000 for, you know, that hit on Wilson.
Yeah.
That almost destroyed hit that he missed. But
that was kind of a weak fine. I was kind of like, that's weak.
That's a protected quarterback. It was like he was kind of late. It was a little late, but he was like, I wasn't really trying to target him. Like, you was trying to target him. You was trying to lay his ass out.
Then, oh man, that's funny.
Then we see Marshawn Lynch find $20K for grabbing his dick.
Well,
in the Super Bowl. Well, I mean, not Super Bowl on that his touchdown play.
He does it all the time. It's just another drop in the bucket for him. He's just like, at this point, he's kind of like, whatever.
I guess they're like, don't do it again. This is Super Bowl. Don't do it again.
Yeah, they're going to find you substantial. I guess this is the national stage. Everybody going to be watching. You got sponsors watching. All the big wigs. So I'm sorry if I'm Marshawn Lynch and I got free reign and I break tackles and they're just nothing but open lane. I am so grabbing my dick when I score. I am so jumping and just, I hope the world sees it right now, baby. Find me. Fine. Because I'm going to get endorsements after this game's over.
Yep.
Holla at your boy.
That's funny. Man.
I'm telling you, we going to start seeing Marshawn Lynch's commercial where he just don't say nothing. Visa card. That's just the commercial. Sponsored by Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm. What you think about that? All these stuff he buying off American Express. It's good. How you like it? I like it.
I'm telling you, we saw Duncan get some commercials eventually. Mm-hmm. Marshawn Lynch will get some commercials.
I love that Adidas one with Derrick Rose. He sounds so excited. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to go check that out. Okay. I saw you told me that the GM is that Marshawn Lynch got some backers in his franchise up top.
Yeah, his GM backed him up. Said he kind of likes his antics a little bit. I'm paraphrasing. Let me get the exact quote. Said he's under contract next year. He's a warrior. He goes out there every weekend and lays it on the line. I think he'd be hard pressed to find a better running back. Somebody asked if they were tired of his act, and he said, "I kind of like his act." Mm. So I'm just like, you know, that's got to feel good for Marshawn Lynch, knowing that, you know, even though sometimes he can be a little bit of a knucklehead. Yeah. You at least have the backing of the higher ups. And everybody was like, well, Russell Wilson get all the backing. They like him and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, clearly the GM likes Marshawn Lynch as well. I mean, so at least that's a nice vote of confidence to show, you know, we got your back too. Don't worry about your contract. I'm sure he'll be taken care of. I heard a lot of people with little rumbles. Will he retire at the end of the season and blah, 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 blah. But
know, it is what it is. And, you know, we'll see when that time comes. But for now, I'm like Marshawn Lynch, top three running back in the league.
Yeah. Period. He play like it. Mm-hmm. All right. What you think of Eric Mangini getting hired as defensive coach for the Niners or defensive coordinator for the Niners?
It's fine, I guess. I mean, former Patriot defensive coordinator, had a couple stints as head coaches that didn't really go well. And I think he was the tight ends coach last year. So this is a change. So I don't know. I mean, the Niners really are just throwing me for a little bit of a loop here with some of their hires on the staffing. Because I'm just like, you hired a puppet. And now you hired, I don't know, whatever. This may be a whole different Niners team we see next season.
Yeah, it may have a whole new feel.
Yeah,
I mean, that defense was sick, and yeah. I don't know, with Harbaugh not being there, exactly. It may not have that energy, exactly. That glow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and, you know, we was coming back to the Browns. They season ain't even here yet, and it's just already spiraling. First, came out from ownership and general manager, admit that the team does not know who is going to be the starting quarterback in 2015.
And there's talk that they're already, I guess, in talks with Brian Hoyer to try to bring him back. I'm like, wow, that clearly is not a vote of confidence for Johnny Manziel.
No, that sounds like Johnny Manziel. It sounds like, see something, they're just like, we made a mistake.
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
I wish I could find that. God, I wish I found that. I printed it out. I don't even know where it is. But dude was, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it, basically was saying that he ain't a worker. Mm. He's not trying to come in. He ain't putting in the work. You know, basically he wasn't prepared, shown by his game in Cincinnati. You know, he just wasn't ready. He ain't really come to take the job. And you're like, ugh. So be on the lookout for them getting the quarterback. In the draft.
Oh, man. Wouldn't it be something if they drafted Marcus Mariota?
Like, okay. Y'all had two of the best college football quarterbacks in the last few years. And neither one of them is like a solid endorsement to be a quote-unquote franchise quarterback.
Yeah, the Browns are just, again, in shambles. And they've kind of overtaken the Redskins now as the worst organization in the NFL because, Jesus Christ,
it gets even worse. Josh Gordon fails another test.
And now he's banned for the freaking year. What a moron, man. He tested positive for alcohol, which, you know, granted, it's different. It ain't weed. So maybe he's done weed. I don't know. But, I mean, he's not supposed to have any substances whatsoever. And it's gotten really out of hand for this kid. And here's a quote he said after he entered the NFL after being kicked out of Baylor for a failed marijuana test. It was against school policy, of course, and I was suspended in the summer. I've definitely put that part of my life behind me. I don't plan to ever go back there. It was a difficult time, but I've learned from it, and I moved on. Clearly, you have not.
No, that demon's still there.
I mean, you need help. I'm sorry. I feel bad for his parents. Like,
oh, it.
Because I'm like, I would be like, again, what is wrong with you? I would just, I would hold my head in shame a little bit just because I'm like, he seriously needs an intervention. Like, he really needs, while he's off this whole year, does not need to be doing anything. Hopefully, he does not take this time and start just smoking his head off.
Yeah.
And drinking and drowning his sorrows and stuff. I'm just like, dude, seriously, you need to go to rehab throughout this whole year and just seek help. Because this has gotten sad. It's gotten sad. Yeah, really sad.
At this point, can't nobody tell him I don't have any feeling whatsoever he gets cut.
Oh, no.
This is at the point where maybe, we don't want to cut him yet. You know, we believe in him. At this point now, you got to cut him.
Yeah.
I mean, all he's doing is bringing the culture down.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Johnny Manziel drama already, that doubt. And now I was like, all right, our two skill positions with guys who could possibly be pretty good mm-hmm. both have off-field issues. Mm. You know, one can't stay on the field to get on it. The other one, I don't know if he really wants it bad enough to put in the work to get on it. Like,
it's a sad situation up there, so.
Come on, Cavs. Let's talk about something else. Thank God for Ohio State. Like, we talking about that national championship. Yeah. What about the Browns? No, we ain't talking about them. We don't want the Browns. Don't matter.
Nope.
Let's focus on something else.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get into some NBA news. You know, All-Star votes are in. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of injuries. And we're going to get some more picks on. Y'all, listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Back at it. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
Let us know what you think about the Super Bowl. Who you like? You know, we know a lot of people are picking Seattle. But we know it's a lot of Patriots fans out there who are ready to see Tom Brady get that crown on them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also talk some Deflategate. If y'all want to talk about it, should we just let it go? I can't wait for media day. So hit us up, man. Let us know what y'all think. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @BrothersLayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know what your thoughts. And know there's a lot of y'all out there who want the Patriots to get blitzed. And I'm with y'all. So let's make sure it happens.
Holla. All righty. Now, we get into our NBA news.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we made our picks last week. I'm about to be spot on.
Yeah, Chris pretty much had it.
Yep. So, and into the East, we got John Wall, Kyle Lowry, who just made it, beating out Dwayne Wade. Smart move, fans.
Which he should have, correct.
Yep. In your forward, you got Carmelo.
Boo.
LeBron James, Pau Gasol.
Nice.
Out on the West, you got Steph Curry, who won the fan voting with $1.5 million. Kobe Bryant makes it.
Boo.
And we got Blake Griffin, Anthony Davis, Marc Gasol.
Nice.
So
I was partially right.
All right, so what do we think of the fan votes?
Blatantly, there's a few terrible votes. I mean, there's no way Kobe should be starting ahead of James Harden.
Nope.
And It's me. I'm probably the only person in America who has his opinion. Carmelo don't need to be starting. I don't care if it is New York. He can be on the team, but he don't need to be. Why? They're garbage, man. Jeez. I mean, the Pelicans are at least competitive, but the Knicks are having the worst season ever. Yeah. And they deserve an All-Star? Yeah, I can't go that far yet, but I mean, I understand why it is in Madison Square Garden. You know, the fans want to see Melo and all that stuff. I get it. So, fine.
That's what I said, man.
Garbage.
He going to have to make it. I mean, there's some people who didn't make it, who didn't get the fan votes, clearly being Kevin Durant, who seemed to always seem to be locked into one of them spots, didn't. Of course, he came out with, like, I don't need all-star validation, you know, to make me be confident or whatever. He was like, I've been voted many times. I'm MVP, been to the finals. I don't need all that.
Exactly.
Which makes sense.
Yep.
Mark Cuban came out. Corson was like, why don't we just stop doing fan votes? They don't get it. And a lot of his thing was just the numbers. You know, it came out, I think 25 million people voted. And he's like, if all these people are voting, how are we only getting like a million votes
for Steph Curry?
Right. And how come ain't like 5 million? He's like, it's not enough where people are like, okay, making a difference. Like all our fans of the sport are not chiming in, so who cares? Why don't we just let the coaches pick everybody? I think we differ. What's your take on this?
I mean, partially I'm like, well, technically the All-Star game is for the fans, so I think they should have some say in who, you know, gets to be in the festivities. I mean, I still like the whole fans picking the starting five. I get a little annoyed sometimes with the pick. It has become somewhat of a popularity contest. But typically, the best players are the most popular players. So, in a sense, I mean, most of the time, majority of the time, the nation picks the right people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so, I mean, Kyle Lowry made it ahead of Dwayne Wade. So, I mean, people are paying attention. But I mean, I understand Mark Cuban's point of view, but like I said, it's for the fans, so they should have some kind of say in what happens.
Yeah, I agree. This week they're going to announce them on Thursday who the reserve is going to be. This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to make our picks here. Jonathan and I have not done these. We haven't looked at it beforehand.
Off the top of the dome.
The spot, so this may, I'm going to have to do some thinking.
I'm going to surprise some of y'all.
But let's start with the East. Okay. Right now, it looked, you know, pretty straight. More than likely, Melo's going to play, and none of these dudes are hurt. So, there's supposedly 7 reserves. I think it's 2 guards, 3 forwards, and 2 extra / utility players for fantasy purposes.
Okay. Okay.
Let's start with the East. Who do you who would you add?
So, guards. Got D-Wade.
Okay.
And Jeff Teague. From Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta got to have some representation.
Yeah, Atlanta does.
Forward spots. I mean, technically, he's a swing man, so I'm going to say Jimmy Butler for one.
Okay.
He can play with a small forward.
Get your bulls in.
Yeah, you're damn right. Another one that might surprise some people, Al Horford.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, he's done a great job.
He's come on.
He's very
really
underrated,
but
he's balling. Other forward spot, there aren't a lot of freaking, like, bigs up in here. Forward?
Yeah, now.
Now, can I use a center?
Yeah, they don't do center more, so forward, centers count as forward.
Andre Drummond.
Ooh, okay.
Man's a beast. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. He can ball.
All right.
He's a rebounding machine.
All right.
Your third forward? Extras.
Well, who were your 3 forwards?
I had Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Butler.
Okay. And then
Andre Drummond and
Al Horford.
Okay.
And then extras.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to throw 2 random names out here. People might think I'm nuts. I'm putting Nikola Vucevic on that team from Orlando Magic.
Okay. I'm liking that.
And then my last one. Again, I'm going to throw you off for a loop because the East really isn't all that huge. Right. I mean, there are. It's kind of.
I mean, you could go multiple teams.
It's harder to pick the East than the West. Okay. West is stacked.
Yeah,
I kind of know who I'm picking on that team already. The East, the last spot, they are over 500 and are in playoff contention, so I got to give them some love. I'm putting Brandon Knight on the team.
Ooh.
He's quietly putting up, you know, 18, 5, and 5. He's been the reason, basically, Milwaukee's been
floating around that 500 mark and has been in the playoff race. So I got to give him some love.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. On my end, for guards, I put Jeff Teague in there as well.
Yes, sir.
I think he's been playing well.
Absolutely.
I would put D Wade in that other guard spot.
There you go.
Forward.
It's hard because the East ain't got none.
Yeah, I'm trying to go by record and stuff too. I would put Chris Bosh in it because he's having a solid season.
Okay. That's why I said it's tough.
Yeah, I'm looking like
You know what? I'm gonna have to. No. You know what?
I won't hear that.
I'm leaving it.
God.
And mind you, I'm not putting people in just because of name recognition.
Nah, I'm looking at stuff. See, you had a. Then you probably jump. I meant to put Greg Monroe in it. I mean, one of them two balling.
Yeah, to me, I mean, you can't go wrong with either. I was contemplating Greg Monroe, but I was like, I got to go with Drummond. But either one, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to lean Greg Monroe right now. The last forward spot. You know what? For real, I got to put Vucevic as well.
I'm telling you, he put up like 20 and 10. Yeah, like
he's having a great
season. Having a balling. He's balling. Not his fault they terrible.
As far as my utility, the last two open spots, one is going to go to Brandon Knight, just like you. You know, they are sixth seed right now. I mean, shout out to Jason Kidd. He has clearly, after a year of seasoning and struggling.
With expectations diminished.
That too.
Thank you. That plays a part of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over 500, 22 and 21, so just a little bit over 500, but did not expect that Milwaukee. The last one. I'm going to go all through this.
There's one name that I know some people are going to hear this and be like, how the fuck you leave him off? And I think you know who I'm talking about.
Now here's here's the dilemma I'm looking at right now. Mm-hmm. Bradley Beal has not played enough. Mm-hmm. He's played well, but missing all them games, I think, kind of takes him out. Mm-hmm. The question for me is, do I throw another Hawk on there, which – you know, there's seven games ahead of the second place team.
They've only lost eight games.
Yeah.
They're 36-8.
I might lean to that versus do I add one of the other big three from the Cavs?
And that's exactly who I was talking about.
And
to me, when LeBron James was out, that was his time to shine, and he didn't. But that's just me.
And let me see. I got Bosh, Monroe, Vucevic. Okay, all right. This is what I'm going to have to do.
It's tough.
This is what I'm going to have to do.
It's a hard choice.
I'm going to pull back on Gray Monroe. I'm going to have to put – I don't know who's playing better, Horford or Millsap.
Because
Millsap was the dude. I'm going to lean on Millsap right now. It's either him or Horford. One of them two I would lean in.
Yeah.
So I take that back. Now, it's an all-star game. At this point, he's put up good numbers.
I was looking at it from a coach's perspective, since we the ones who are picking the team.
I'm putting Kyrie Irving in.
There it is. Folks. One of us put him in. I wasn't doing it.
Look how long this took. And this wasn't like, oh, it's so many choices. It's like, who the hell am I going to choose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my seven, Jeff Teague, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Vucevic, Millsap/Horford. Man, I should make a decision. I don't know, but I'm leaning toward Millsap just because of he's been putting in a lot of that work early on in the season. And then got Brandon Knight, Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
All right, so who are your seven again?
And then my seven, I got Jeff Teague and Al Horford.
Mm-hmm.
I got Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
I got Brandon Knight, D. Wade, Vucevic, and Andre Drummond.
Mm-hmm.
That's my squad. We'll see what happens with that. Now on to the wiggity west.
Let's see. Anybody so Kyrie Irving was a dude you were thinking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was really like, oh yeah, I forgot about him. But he's not having the wild season, you know?
Yeah. So that would mean, you know, Beal, I think, is injured. Couldn't get it. Same thing with DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, I was about to say same thing with DeRozan.
Should make it with a full season. He'd probably be on there. No Joakim Noah.
Nope.
Probably, I know he's been banged up. No, Pau Gasol's been balling. Dang, we didn't put, oh my God, we didn't put D Rose on there.
And I wasn't going to. I had no intention of putting D Rose.
Wow, okay.
He's been balling like the last 6-7 games. Mm-hmm. It ain't been a whole season's worth. No. So I can't.
Butler's been the better player.
Exactly.
For him, the more deserving.
Exactly.
Nobody from Charlotte.
Nope.
Nobody from Brooklyn.
Nope. Nobody from Boston. Nobody from the Pacers.
Nope.
And you be damned if I put anybody from the 76ers or the Knicks on the All-Star team. Yeah.
And no Kevin Love.
Nope.
And he was a starter last year.
He's a third string. He's the third guy.
Damn. Yeah. All right. On to the West.
The wicked West.
This one going to be tough.
This is easy.
Oh, this is easy?
This is easy.
All right. Let's hear it. What you got?
All right. So, one guard spot. You already know. The D Lillard got to get in my All-Star team. They ain't no All-Star game without Damian Lillard. Time, you know what time it is. James Harden, that yes. question okay. is getting another spot. Forward wise, he can play. Again, he's a slasher. Klay Thompson's getting on that daggum Ooh. Team. There's no question about that.
Okay.
My man again, LaMarcus Aldridge. You best believe he's getting on that All-Star team.
All right.
Ooh, I'm gonna throw one out there. A lot of people may say I'm biased. DeAndre Jordan is getting on that All-Star team. He has been beasting. All right, now my last two spots. One, it's got to go to Russell Westbrook. He's getting on that All-Star team. Okay. Kevin Durant, I'm sorry, but I'm leaving him off.
What?
Leaving him off. I can't do it. Believe me, I can't do it. Ooh, for the last and final wow. spot.
You already said Kevin Durant ain't getting
it. Last and final spot.
Woo. Ooh.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. This is very hard for me.
Nah, this is easy. This is easy?
It's easy. This, okay. this last spot.
And it's not Kevin Durant.
It ain't Kevin Durant.
Okay. Well, it won't save it after I get mine.
Let's see. Who do I want to put in that final slot? Keep in mind now, I'm looking at this through a coach's eyes.
Okay.
I'm not looking at this through a fan's point of view. I am going to put, oh my gosh.
Once you give your last pick, we have to put a caveat in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and we'll get into him later, Mr. Bryant looked like, and that's been officially, but pretty much looks like, he is not going to play.
So then technically, I guess James Harden would be starting.
I would assume that. So technically,
I got two more spots.
Yes. Technically, you have another pick.
Okay. That makes it a little
bit easier. We're going to put that in there because that's more likely going to happen. That makes it a little bit easier.
So for one spot, damn. These last two are tough. One last spot.
Ooh, wait, okay.
One last spot. You know what? I did it with Vucevic. DeMarcus Cousins getting on the team.
Oh.
He's putting up 25 and 12. I just can't leave him off the team. The last and final spot.
Come on. He still ain't getting on the team?
It's hard, dude. Oh. It's hard. Oh. Only because he's missed a lot of time. And they haven't been playing. They didn't really start playing well until he really started coming back.
Okay, so I'm thinking everybody who possibly could be on there.
I might have to You Spurs fans may hate me to death for this. I think I might have to put Dirk on there.
Oh, that's. So you going with Dirk?
I think I'm gonna go with Dirk for my last two finals.
Wow.
Cause I'm.
You trying to be Ben? Cause
Dallas is 30-14.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to be nice. Like there's some guys that are on they're on bad teams, but individually they are just super ball. To me, Vucevic, DeMarcus Cousins, they are the exceptions because they are just putting up unbelievable seasons. Granted, they ain't that great on the team, but they're putting up great seasons.
Okay,
DeAndre Jordan has been so freaking beasting this season. I feel like I can't leave him off. He's balling field goal percentage. I think he's leading the league in rebounds. He's killing with blocks, and he has some of the best alley-oop highlights I have ever seen.
He posterizes everybody. Put him and Blake Griffin on that team, on that floor together, all-star game. What? You talking about Lob City? It's a wrap, son. Yes, Chris Paul, you got left off. I'm sorry.
I wasn't going to bring his name up, but you...
That's just that. The West is too deep.
Okay.
The West is too deep.
All right.
Go ahead, sir.
All right, so on mine, I got for the guard. I'm sitting here. I still ain't even filled it all out yet. You've been talking. I only got 4 out of 7. All right. For my guard spots, I got James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been starting anyway.
Who
will more than likely, well, depending on if Mr. Bryant comes back for next season, is basically penciled in as the other starting guard.
Yep.
Going forward. I got him and I got Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
So Russell Westbrook's been bad. He's been on a tear.
Yes.
So I got them in.
Yes.
For my forwards, and I only got first one. Now, if he's healthy,
because
he I thought was not going to make it, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Whoop, whoop.
At this point, he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Asterisk next to him. At this point, he's playing. God, these other ones are difficult as hell, too. I got, and I wrote all these names down. I have to.
Go ahead.
I know he ain't been there. I got to put fucking Kevin Durant
That's
on there.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I
got
to put Kevin Durant on there.
I ain't mad at you.
My other forward spot, team record and everything, and the way he's playing, yeah, I got to get Klay Thompson on it. Klay Thompson was.
Speak to Klay Thompson, you almost got to put him on the team.
The way he's been playing, especially these last couple weeks, he's really been like, okay, you know what? He may have to get on the team.
I'm just like, you got to put him on there. I had to. I couldn't leave him on.
No, I got that.
I couldn't leave him on.
Okay. Then I got, for my utility, I got Damian Lillard.
Whoa, that is my dude.
Damian Lillard is killing, man.
He might be my favorite player in the league right now. I love Damian Lillard, dude. He is the bomb.
And my last pick, I'm saving my alternative. My last one,
it's the last one that's hard because there's so many people you can put in.
I got a list of people I'm going to name who names could have been on air and didn't. I'm going to go with let me check record just to make sure.
I had to look at that too.
Okay.
And there was another person I was thinking about putting on here, but even I was like,
God, he got staff too, but on record, and I'm right now going, I'm gonna lean on record because there's extra. I'm gonna lean on record.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves it. I want him to get some love too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with Mike Conley.
I was really contemplating putting Mike Conley on my team because he's been balling too. I mean, Memphis is great.
Memphis great. Now my alternative for Kobe being out. Shit, somebody gonna get left.
Exactly. Somebody's still gonna get left off.
I still believe in the dude. He's still top baller to me. This is assuming that LaMarcus Aldridge is playing. I'm going to add Chris Paul.
Ooh.
I'm putting Chris Paul in.
See, me, I couldn't put Chris Paul ahead of DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan just having too good of a season.
Okay.
He's
now,
a freaking monster.
If Aldridge cannot get in, is not going to play.
Then I will put Kevin Durant, will make my team.
Okay, then Kevin Durant. If Aldridge is not playing, still make it tough.
I thought about the Spurs, but I'm like, they're just too collectively balling as a team. There's no real individual standout. It would have been Kawhi, but he's been injured. You can go with Eric Bledsoe if you want to.
You know I'm I would lean in. Yeah, I'm biased. I lean and put Tim Duncan.
There it is.
Because Parker out.
He's putting
Kawhi
up.
Kawhi would get it.
He's putting up a double double. He's averaging a double double. Yeah, so
Kawhi would get it if he was healthy all the season.
But I had to put Dirk ahead of Tim Duncan.
I know. Okay, now neither one of us picked.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Randolph.
Yep.
Dwight Howard.
Correct.
Monte Ellis.
And I really contemplated putting him, but I was just like. It was Dirk. I had to put Dirk.
And Eric Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
What made you... How did DeAndre Jordan make your team?
See, here's why. Let me pull up this real quick. DeAndre Jordan is a man-child. His stats this season.
He balling though. That's real.
I mean, he's probably been one. He's been the most consistent defensive big, okay, probably in the league. I mean, boarding wise, he cleans the glass. Mm-hmm. Block wise, I mean, he's a very good. I mean, he hasn't really, and all the talk of him being a liability in the fourth quarter and all this and other stuff seems to have died down a little bit. And his highlight, his dunks, his alley-oops are just out of this freaking world. He has posterized more people this season than anybody. And I got to give him some love for that. Dwight Howard has just been okay to me. DeAndre Jordan, in my opinion, has taken his game to another level.
Oh, I think if I'm voting between them two, I'd probably pick DeAndre Jordan.
That was just my...
It's just overcrowded with Dwight and Aaron.
And I was trying to look for a center. Because the East ain't got none. So I was like, let me try to find a actual center to put in here.
Yeah, and even though Dwight Howard's team, Rockets, are playing well.
It's James Harden. It's the reason.
He's carrying that
He's
team.
The one reason. And I'm like... Yeah, Blake Griffin's doing his thing, but I'm like, DeAndre Jordan is cleaning on that backside defense.
So there you go, folks. That is our All-Star Reserves lineup. Easy as hard.
Go ahead and tell me how nuts I am.
Trust, I'm going to edit out some of all this in-between time, but trust, it took a minute. We was in there pausing a bit. Tough, like,
it's hard to think of some people. Mm-hmm.
Look, like, I didn't even make no list on who left, who's missing. On the West, I had, like, 8 people that could have made the team.
Yeah, it's a group of people out there.
A lot of folk.
That's why the West is so tough.
Mm-hmm. And you even threw DeMarcus Cousins on that. Because
he is balling.
Yep. So, yeah, I can't wait. It should be exciting. Probably as the weeks go on, as we find out more about, you know, the other activities on Saturday, we'll discuss that. I've heard, you know, the Greek Freak is going to be in the dunk contest. And
that should be interesting. I think he's a young kid. He got some length. He's 6'11". We'll see how that works.
We'll see how they change
it. He's athletic.
Yeah, we'll see if it sounds like it's getting changed back.
Thank God.
Yeah, but I haven't seen 6 names. I think it's 4. We'll get into that as the All Star game approaches.
Absolutely.
But, man, yeah, it's just tough to pick out.
Mm-hmm.
LaMarcus Aldridge, yeah, he decided to play, man, but was out originally, going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with a radial collateral ligament tear in his left thumb.
I mean, hey. And kudos to him, man. He decided to fight it out. I was happy for him. I was like, hey, that's a beast move right there. That's somebody he don't want to lose.
Nah, you don't.
I mean, he even admitted that part of it is, I guess, the fact that Nicholas Batum's out right now.
Oh, God, that hurts.
So it's like, you know, I don't want to let my teammates down. I want to be there for him. So, hey, I'm not mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at him. They said they don't know if, you know, Batum comes back. Maybe he'll reconsider it. He said it's pretty much a pain tolerance thing. But, you know, so far so good.
Yeah, it's been, the injury bug has been starting to kick in. Yeah, like, oh God, what is going on?
It's been pretty bad.
Yeah, no, it's been real bad. You're just like, really? Like, what? It's just been like that the whole back to back.
On that Peter Griffin, I'm telling you, because damn, now Kobe's out.
Man, yo.
The season.
Is it officially? I mean, the Lakers have speculated that it's pretty much.
You haven't seen the video?
Of the actual move?
No, the video of the little black and white, him going to the doctor and showing the rotating. I watched that crap and was like, really? And then the doctor was like, yeah, it's torn here and here. And Kobe's like, okay. And then it's like video in. So I guess, to me, he going to have surgery. Mm-hmm. He's going to be out for the season. They're going to be terrible again next season. Nah. I mean, I'm sorry.
Here's the big question: would that happen? Because I was talking to my even Kim about it, and I was getting kind of depressed because I'm like, I'm not the biggest Kobe fan.
I'm not either. But
we've grown up watching. We've watched this dude being in Los Angeles. I personally do not want this to be it.
No,
I hope he can come back next season and gets to have that farewell tour and at least end the season playing.
And them competitive.
Right. Well, I don't expect that at all.
and that's the problem.
But I do would hate for this to be it. Like, all right, he done and he ain't coming back. Like, this is it, his body. Because his body is basically like, dude, it's about to be time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, I think, 1 year younger than me because he finished high school in 96. So he's been out 19 seasons. Mm-hmm. If he plays next season, it'll be his 20th season. 20 seasons is a lot of seasons.
It's a lot of tread. And
20 seasons were probably about.
And a lot of playoffs, a lot of NBA championships.
He's been 19 seasons in, probably made the playoffs 16, 17 of those. Probably out of 16 seasons, 12, 13 have gone past the first round. He's been in what?
Five finals.
I mean,
no, six. Because they lost to Detroit.
Yeah.
Six, I mean, that's final a lot. Appearances. That's a hell of a lot. It's a lot of tread on
for,
the tires.
Yeah, for a guy who has been having injuries and just plays through them, like, we all thought, he break a leg. I hope Kobe going to be out there on one leg playing. Mm-hmm. He just like, you ain't sitting me, coach. I'm playing. But his body is like, sit your ass
down.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sit your $5 ass down.
I can't take much more of this, so. I hope this isn't the end. I don't think this will be the end of Kobe. I think he will be motivated to come back. I just find it sad because I'm like, he's going to come back and they're going to be in the same situation. Hey. They're going to be terrible and they're not going to be competitive. And it's just going to be.
What it's going to be to me is he's going to be, it'll be all about Kobe. We want to see Kobe play. And when it's not about Kobe, it's how is Julius Randle, whoever they pick is going to be next season, enjoy all them picks. Let's see what this young talent does while we pay our respects to, you know, somebody who is arguably second best shooting guard history of the game. Arguably, I had a debate at another time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm just like, this it? Like, Kobe Bryant about to be done. But not like, hey, I'm leaving for greener pastures. Like, you know, from a guy who's just been Mr. Iron Man, mm-hmm. like fucking Rocky, like I got injuries galore, but I'm still playing. Yeah, my finger don't work. I'm playing. I've been on one leg. To see his body just give out. Like, mm-hmm. I can't handle it. I can't take it. I hope he can come back and rest up and make one final run.
Yeah.
I mean, on that end, I feel real bad about.
Yeah.
I hate to see him like that. On the other end, why the hell, this is why you do not give a nigga $50 million after a season injury during the season. This is why you make those smart decisions where you're not thinking with your heart. And just, you know what? Thanks, Kobe, for bringing us all this money. Here you go. So, you know, if he doesn't come back, he's still getting $25 million.
Absolutely.
And you can be like, well, it ain't on our books. You still paying a dude $25 million to not be there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the questionable stuff we're talking about. It shows you loyal. It kind of shows you dumb. If you waited till the offseason.
We said, why don't you wait until he shows you something, mm-hmm. shows you he's healthy, whatever.
Right. Now, should they have, you know, I'm not all that. Should they have traded him and all? I think he wanted to. He was going to go out a Laker regardless. But this is why you'd offer. This is why you offer him less. If he tells you, I'm either taking $25 million or I'm gone. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come in there like, look, you want a tail end. You've been hurt. We kind of transitioning. We need a little room to get some studs here. Here's about $15, $20 million. Now, I'm even being generous with 20.
Yep.
Here about 15 mil, 20, you know, might be too much of a drop. So we'll do 20. But I'm going to make you the highest paid player in the game. And I don't have a guarantee you're going to play in like half of the games or two-thirds? The hell is wrong with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like, so did Steve Nash give him that bug? Because, you know, this is the same thing. Oh,
yep.
Steve Nash going, he hurt. He got one more season. Oh, shit. Can he play? Probably not.
Yep.
So that dream backcourt that y'all had got the damn bulk of these injuries. That's just sad shit.
Yeah, the Lakers are sad.
Yeah, and, you know, they got to get it. I've already heard, like, they didn't monitor Kobe. Like, you ain't monitoring Kobe. Do you think Mike Brown or especially Mike D'Antoni is going to be like, Kobe, we're going to not play you on back-to-back games. We're only going to play you 30-some minutes. He like, give you up and down, like, no, I'm playing.
Yeah. I don't, you, yeah, I'm gonna give I don't you that, care what you say.
I'm going to give you that LeBron James push, and it's going to be a for real, like, I'm playing. Sit your butt down. Don't tell me what to do. I'm playing.
That's funny.
So, and damn, that's shocking. Yeah, so, you know, we'll see how that goes. But, man, it's just a rough season for Laker fans.
Mm-hmm.
Going with the Cavs news, LeBron made a recent pitch to Ray Allen with, quote, sources said.
Oh, God.
I think with Ray Allen, I think he's pulling that. Yeah, you know what? I'm not ready to come back.
Nope.
And then come, like, March, April. You know what? I'm willing to play.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see who's in the playoffs, what's he they in, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Once he want a ring.
Yeah.
I'm trying to latch on to get me a ring.
And he don't want to have to play them minutes. So he's nope. Like, I'm going to just wait it out. It was, I remember Brett Favre did that. Nah, you know, I don't want to play and then come close to playoff time. You know what? I'm available. If y'all want to pick me up for, you know, six games, I'm with it. That's how he's going to be. Like,
yeah.
You want me to play, what, 42 games? Nah. You know, all you need for 20 games in the playoffs? Bet. Now I'll come back. What? Just telling you, once it gets around that time where dudes start, when that whole period where guys are trading and getting waived and sign, you know, you signing veterans to your roster, he'll be back.
Yep.
But before then, I guess he was like, nah, I don't want to do 82 games either. I'm good with that.
That's funny.
Now, speaking of guys who are close to retirement, Sean Marion saying that this
the
is
the Matrix.
Be it. Tricks. This is going to be it for him. And I've seen, you know, question, is he a Hall of Fame player?
No.
There you go. Now, he was
a great player, but is he Hall of Fame bound? No.
When he got that.
I'm sorry. There's a standard to Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You just can't be a good player and you instant Hall of Famer. I'm like, nah, he wasn't a Hall of Fame player.
No, he's got his ring with the Dallas, you know, as a role player. Mm-hmm. Was always a great defender for his size.
Yeah. He was great in Phoenix.
And great rebounder.
He was great in Phoenix. He was awesome.
Playing that four was a better rebounder than Amari Stoudemire.
He was making highlight dunks, too. Highlight plays, boy.
He was like the number two dude at one point. He got paid like it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, no, I don't think so. You know, but he will. He got paid what he was worth.
Exactly. He'll go down as one of the good players. He was a good player.
Yep. Sorry you won't be winning the ring this season.
No.
Mr. Marion. Although I got to say, they are starting to kind of put it together
yeah.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, it helps having LeBron James back and doing his thing. But some of them pieces don't look too bad. I know they looked all right playing Oklahoma City today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the outcome is yet, but, you know, they've been looking all right. I think they won like four straight. Something like that.
Cleveland won.
They won.
108-98.
Won five straight then. Mm-hmm. On a nice little run, starting to get things back, playing the way that, you know, I guess people are expecting them to play.
Exactly.
So, you know, what's coming next?
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Yeah, that's what people come. Oh, they coming back.
Yep.
Look at them.
Best team in the East.
I told you they was going to win the championship.
Best team in the league.
Like, shit.
Shut up.
And then I also saw with them, Kyrie Irving missed out on the quote unquote D Rose provision because, you know, by not getting the starting spot in the All-Star game, he missed out on getting possibly $8 to $10 million, I guess, on his next contract, you know, which was part of that. You know, he could still get it if he wins league MVP.
Not happening. Oh
yeah, not getting that. Oh. But I was like, yeah, dude, you ain't not.
Well, he ain't deserve.
You
to make,
ain't getting over John Wall no more.
Yeah, he ain't deserve start anyway.
No, he didn't.
Not over Kyrie, Kyle Lowry. Mm-mm. So,
yeah, that was kind of hush. That was kind of. You know, shout out to your boy Derrick Rose. No longer on a minute limit.
Keep his ass on one. That's all I'm gonna say. Keep him on one. We see what happens when you go overboard with these guys. Keep his butt on a limit, on a minute restriction. Let him loose in the playoffs. That's when you let him go. Right now, he's playing fine. He's been playing better. I know he's been putting up, you know, 20-plus past few games. We had big wins against the Spurs and the Mavericks. And then lost freaking a day to the damn Heat.
Yeah, I heard they had a little meeting, kind of realized they got to focus. And then, you know, I heard that before the game, and then you get beat by Miami.
Yeah.
Although Miami's, you know, ain't no slouch team.
Yeah.
But you just like, damn.
I was like, damn it, we just beat San Antonio and Dallas and we can't beat Miami. But, you know, we won two. Mm-hmm. We've lost one. Who knows? May get back on the, you know, back to the swing of things. But I'm glad. I mean, to me, that just shows he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's finally getting closer to 100%. And damn it, like I said, I just hold him for the playoff. Once the playoffs comes, let him loose.
That's probably why it's good that he's not making an all-star game. Mm-hmm. Take that time off, rest.
Exactly.
You know, you'll probably be at the game, but
I don't want him playing in activities, none of that crap. I don't want him in the dribble skills competition. I don't want him in none of that stuff. Relax.
Right.
The only thing he may be able to do, 3-point comp. That's it. Besides that, don't do nothing. No dunk contest, nothing.
I wouldn't do that. And nothing. You know, and this might be one of them things where he comes and he's actually played most of the season, doesn't make the All-Star game, which, when healthy and 100%, probably would.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like, okay.
Motivation.
I ain't make it. I got to come back second half. Ball.
Yep.
Because right now, I mean, you're basically fighting for that second seed.
Yeah.
Because Atlanta Hawks.
Ain't giving up the number one spot.
Nope. Scored a franchise record, 15 straight win, have won the last 29 of 31 games. It's amazing, man.
They just play good, fundamentally sound basketball.
36-8.
I mean, it's unbelievable, and I'm happy for them. And man, that was a great coach hire by Danny Ferry.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause damn,
let him sit. Yep.
Greg Popovich strikes again.
Yep. See,
like, this damn. Is the
train. What, you know, we didn't know what happened, but luckily for us, San Antonio tree.
Mm-hmm.
Got them playing a great team ball.
They're playing great defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're number one in defense.
I think they are. They're up there, really.
So,
you know, I know.
And Jeff Teague has played out of his mind this season.
He's had up and down his moments, but he's really trying to make a name
consistent
for himself.
He's been very consistent this season.
The Kyle Korver has, you know,
he's been dunking the last few games. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't say I couldn't dunk. I just choose not to. He's like, I don't pull it out
I guess they said they had a bet with he and Elton Brand, like $100. Elton Brand said he would hit a three before Kyle Korver dunked in the game. And Kyle Korver was like, all right, boop, give me my money.
Yeah.
I can dunk. White men can jump.
Oh, yeah, he can dunk. He's just like, I don't, you know.
Some guys just don't prefer to.
And some part of it, he's like, that's not my thing. But, you know, you keep it as a secret weapon. So when you go to the hole, dude's like, oh, he's just going to lay it up. You're like, oh, shit, Kyle Korver dunk? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they are looking great, man. You know, Al Horford.
They're very balanced.
Dino Red, I know you had him on your team. He's starting to come back, starting to make a little push.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, with Millsap in there, DeMar Carroll doesn't get enough love, but he's a great,
yeah,
great
Kent
defender.
Kent Bazemore on that team, too. So, yeah, they got some nice pieces in there. So they're going to be scary to play in the playoffs.
Oh, they will
Golly.
Be.
Golly.
You know, and the other squad right now that is balling on top, the Golden State Warriors. Have won a franchise record, 18 straight home games. And then this week, of course, you know, we saw Klay Thompson.
Nuts.
Scores an NBA record for points in a quarter, 37.
F the amount of points. He was 13 for 13 and 9 of 9 from 3. How are you perfect?
Yeah.
I ain't missed nothing. And he took 9 threes. Do you know how hard it is to hit all of them?
Yeah, but he hit all of them.
All of them. Dang. Like, previous record was 33 by George Gervin and Carmelo Anthony. Dang.
Yeah, I'm playing like, what?
Noise!
That's just about like, what?
I said going into the season, he was going to have to show, you know, can he step up and be like that number one dude? I mean, he's taking his game to another level. He signed that contract and was like, I'm worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all don't need to trade me.
Exactly. And they not trading him.
No. That's what you sign him.
Yep.
You start, if I'm going state, whoever got that patent, like, I'm selling t-shirts, memorabilia, Splash Brothers for the next 12 years, book it.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I'm saying 13 and 13, 9 for 9. He was just whap, hitting money, pulling up any which way. You're like, and I'm sitting here like, you don't expect dudes to do this now. But I'm like, what, in a quarter? Almost 40?
That's good for a game.
Yeah. And somebody who's not like, all right, this, you know, George Gervin ain't no damn. He a scoring machine.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony, you know, granted how people feel about him, dude can put up 50-60 points in the game if he get hot enough. So it wasn't just like, all right, this wasn't Kobe ain't break it. This ain't LeBron. This ain't Kevin Durant. No, fucking Klay Thompson.
He's like, man. Shout out to Michael Thompson. I know he a proud dad.
That's my son.
Yeah. That dude was balling. And this team is just, they got it in home.
Moving right along. Yep. They on cruise control right now.
Oh, they are dangerous.
Yep.
And I think we brought them up last time, but I had to look. I just seen this. The Kings are damn 5-14 since Mike Malone was fired. What the hell, dude?
Clearly, they made a mistake. I mean, I don't know, man. I Tyrone Corbin just can't. He's not a good coach. I mean, I don't even know what other way to put it. I mean, the result, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
You were doing well with Mike Malone. You get rid of him, and now you suck. I mean, clearly, you screwed up. There's no way around it. So, for the Kings, they're going to have to hire a name coach or somebody who can motivate this bunch because they have the pieces, and they were making it work early. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with them.
Cherry pick.
Should have left it alone, man. Yep. They had something going. They were struggling a little bit. Just let it go. Let it ride out. Nope, you're going to fire him because you didn't like him. Okay, well, now your team is back to sucking again.
That's when an owner has to learn to step back and leave his hands out of the cookie jar.
All this is saying to me, if I'm DeMarcus Cousins, it's like, let me just leave my bags packed.
Yep.
If I have a house,
putting it up for sale.
Putting up, we gonna lease.
Yep.
we not buying. We leasing.
Because yeah, his next contract, he gone.
Oh no, he out of here.
Yeah.
And some sad news with the NBA. Ty Lawson was arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence.
He must have had a lot of alcohol.
He must. Yeah. He must.
Well, he's a little wasted dude, so maybe not. But I don't know. But I mean. Typical.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. I mean, I don't know. I really have no words for this. Denver ain't really doing all that great anyway, so I don't think it really makes or breaks their season.
No. And we didn't mention this on the injury tip. That came out that Brandon Jennings is out.
Torn Achilles, man.
Now,
the injury bug has been out this season, man. People have been getting hurt left and right, so see who's next.
Yeah, I was just like, what? Jesus, like, oh, man. Damn. You know, Detroit was playing well.
Yeah.
He was a bit callous for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen now, but.
DJ Augustine played well last year, so.
I put a flyer on his ass so quick. I was like, what? Wait, is he out? They were like, yeah, Stan Van Gundy got that look like. It don't look good.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? DJ Augustine out there? Bam, give him.
Yep.
Let me have them because I need them assists on my team. And before we get into our awards, I do want to say rest in peace to Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub.
Mr. Cub.
Passed away at 83 of a heart attack. This dude, you know, back-to-back National League MVP, you know, was willing to put up great numbers on the losing Chicago team and was not trying to leave. I think most half of the seasons he played there, they didn't have a winning record. And he still said, I mean, dude was a beast.
Yeah, he was balling. So, I mean, shout out to him. And, you know, rest in peace. Shout out to his family. I hope, you know, I know it's a tough moment, but, you know, see how much good he did for the world and former Negro League player.
Yeah.
So I'm always happy to see some of these guys who played in the Negro League, you know, who took their talents to the majors and showed, you know, what African Americans can do, that we can play. We can play with y'all. And he's been the, you know, arguably the best Cubs player of all time.
Yeah. And I'm retired, got a flag over there. You know, when they showed the awards, you know, beating out a guy like Willie Mays Hayes and Hank Aaron, you're like, damn.
He was good.
That's the last. And like, oh, well, three stud players who are black in the Major League Baseball.
Cherish that moment. Exactly. Yeah, cherish that moment. Because, man, it's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
Rest in peace to him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. We headed to it, y'all. You know, got a good time on this episode. It's now time to get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
You know, as usual, we got to start off with the Noice Award.
Noice.
All right. I got a few for me.
All right.
First of all, I'm getting a shout out to Ravens defensive ends Chris Canty. calling the Patriots habitual line steppers. I was like, oh, that's the title for the episode. Habitually. It's habitual line steppers. Like, damn. You know, y'all get y'all cheated on.
Oh, man, that's funny. You got to love guys.
I got to love
them. Give them punchlines.
Shout out. This was a great one. Being brothers. Shout out to Paul and Marc Gasol for being the first set of brothers to start at the All-Star Games.
Wow.
Man, family got, they going to be up having a great time. Yeah. I mean, the fact that, you know, I think this is the first time Powell started an All-Star Game, which I was like, really?
Really? Wow.
I need to find out for sure, but I'm like, wow. But wow, the fact that he and his brother
get to share get that, to moment.
Be that moment. Family, mama, daddy got to be proud as hell, mm-hmm. bringing them all out. I thought that was real cool. Great story.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to have – it will be brought up. There'll be a little 10-minute feature of them for that. That's real cool, man.
Who knows? They might allow both of them to come out together when they do the announcement of the starting lineups and all that. You never, I mean, you never know.
Right.
So, I mean, good for them. And, I mean, hey, shout out to Marc Gasol. Paul Gasol, let's not forget, was like that third pick overall.
No, he was
Marc Gasol was a second-round pick, a late one at that.
Yeah.
By your Los Angeles Lakers. And was flipped for his brother. So, I mean, they just can't stay away from each other. So, I mean, there you go. So, I mean, good for them. And, you know, shout out to them. Especially Powell. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah.
Because he took a lot of shit out here in L.A., man.
He did. Once Phil Jackson left, they were like, ah,
let's trade him.
Yeah. But so, we want a grip for him. We're like, well, he ain't playing that well. And now you feel like, oh, it was justified. Like,
it was y'all.
Maybe if you played him and used him to his
Skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Would have got more for him, but you didn't get nothing.
Exactly.
And then two players got to give James Harden with that step back game winner first of the Sun. It was sick. Mm-hmm. He just pulled up, was like, oh, shot it. Yeah, I know it's going in. So let me just walk away. Game. Yeah, of course.
Like, he's having a crazy season this year. He's having an incredible season.
He has really stepped his game up. Mm-hmm. You know, legitimately on both ends. He's been a better defender.
He's trying.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually giving some effort on the defensive side.
This dude is breaking fools' ankles.
Yeah.
He's just like, up.
He's got to be up there for MVP talk.
He in that discussion. He in my top three.
I think Steph Curry's number one right now.
I think it depends on who you ask, but I do think they are one and two.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on your preference.
Mm-hmm.
And for the stat week of the week, I got to give it to Klay Thompson.
Absolutely.
52 points, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 4 steals.
D. Playing D, too. Look at that.
On 16 of 25 shooting, 11 of 15 from 3.
That's called efficiency.
9 of 10 from the free throw. Killing.
Murdering.
I mean, what else can you say?
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, there you go. My noise.
Nice. Noise. All right. So, for me, one noise award, got to give a shout out to my boy LaMarcus Aldridge when it came out that he was going to, you know, not play due to the finger situation or his thumb situation. I mean, he came out last night and he balled.
Mm-hmm.
And led that team to a victory, nonetheless, which I was like, wow, I wasn't even expecting them to win. I like LaMarcus Aldridge. I still think to this day he's still underrated as a player.
Yeah, he doesn't get enough love.
I don't think he'd get as much love as he should. And, I mean, put up 26 points, nine boards on a messed up thumb. So, I mean, clearly the boy can still ball even with a jacked up thumb. And, you know, against the Wizards, pulled out that W. So, shout out to him. And then my other Norse Award, it just happened today, but shout out to Coach K. Won his 1,000th game as a NC2A head coach. The first coach in NC2A basketball history to win 1,000 games, which is nuts. I mean, not Coach K. Yeah, Coach K.
Yeah.
So, I mean, see what he's done with Duke. All these years, mm-hmm. all the players he's churned out, you know, the titles he's won. Some people could say John Wooden. Some people may say, who's the cat from North Carolina? Dean Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Coach K has to be up there as one of the, I would say, one of just the best coaches in just sports history. Let alone just college basketball and sports history.
Oh, college basketball, he's up on that.
And then seeing what he's been able to do with the USA team as well. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he can coach. he is up there with them. And, I mean, you know, shout out to him. 1,000 wins. Damn.
I don't know. I mean, that dude, he can coach. Yeah. Ain't no doubt in that. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll be at Duke until he feel like he's ready to leave. So, hey, much respect.
Much respect.
Even though people hate the team, rightfully so.
You got to respect.
You got to respect that. Mm-hmm. And we didn't mention who should also be up here for Norris Award. Hassan Whiteside today versus your Bulls, which is probably why you didn't bring it up. Mm-hmm. 14 points, 13 boards, and a Miami Heat franchise record, 12 blocks.
Nuts.
For any reason, this dude is sitting in your waiver wire. He bet not be tomorrow.
And he, the reason I know of Hassan Whiteside, Adam Marshall, is because he was picked by the damn Sacramento Kings.
He was.
And he was a second round pick a few years back. And I was like, oh, okay, they got a nice dude. And you ain't heard of him since. No, and he just appeared again. And now he got a job. And he got him a job for a while.
Yeah, luckily, you know, he probably did the rounds with.
He developed his game.
Mm-hmm.
He developed his game.
Took time, played overseas a bit. You know, but luckily, you know, stayed with it, came back, got a chance with the Miami Heat. And
you just got to find an opportunity.
Yeah, paying dividends, mm-hmm. man.
Hard work and opportunity, you'll get a chance.
No, so shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you know, it's always some of them.
mm-hmm.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, for mine, going back again. Ravens defense and Chris Canty mm-hmm. had that comment, but says underinflated balls should be dealt with like PEDs. Okay, all right, well, come on, stop, stop.
No, they should.
I know you feel
treated like steroids.
Like what? Okay, like they should be punished, but I'm like,
yeah, you really? Can't, you can't compare an underinflated ball to taking steroids,
right? Really? Like you just get another ball. Shit. Hey, look, now you just
now
clearly,
you're nitpicking.
Yeah, clearly you don't like this team.
Well, they just lost to them.
Yeah, no, you know what? People need to be, people like, they need to not play the game. They should be forfeiting going to the Super Bowl. Like, okay.
Seattle get an automatic.
Right. I think the coach should play and forfeit they win. Like, okay, look. Yes, it was cheating.
It was 45
to
7.
It should be a damn story, but unfortunately it is because they don't want to come out and say they cheated. But yeah, slow down.
Yeah.
Like they should be just like, yes, you are getting my award for the week.
Exactly. All right. For me, it goes back to this weird gentleman that plays for the Lakers named Swaggy P. Get ready, Laker fans, because he is going to be a recruiter for the offseason. And he said, apparently, and I quote, "I told Goran Dragic on the court, you might be my teammate next year." Young told, he told the Daily News, "I'm going to talk to Marc Gasol, too. Me and him are cool. Kevin Love, I'm going to talk to him, too." So I guess Swaggy P is taking it upon himself to try to recruit guys. But if I'm a player, do I really, really want to play with Swaggy P? I mean.
He confident.
He's He doesn't lack in confidence.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't see a shot he's
sense,
not scared to take.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, you know, we'll see if he's the right guy for the job. But
come play with me. Watch me shoot.
Come play with me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I get you all the bitches you want. You know what I'm talking about? Like, what?
You know, I'm going to make it. We're going to have buckets going on here. I'm going to be doing most of the shooting. Hey,
oh, my God. And then last but not least, my what the fuck moment. You heard his great motivational speech in the Knicks huddle. Derek Fisher apparently didn't realize that motivating players would be such a big part of coaching in the NBA. Here's what he said, and I quote, "Probably what jumps out to you the most is you still have to work pretty hard to motivate and inspire guys at this level. Something a guy who came into the league in 1996 that wasn't required. If you weren't self-driven and self-motivated, you couldn't get on the floor. As a coach, you still have to find ways to push buttons and get guys excited about playing the game. As a player for 18 years, my brain worked that way. It's one area that continues to evolve. Find ways to help guys get more inspired and more motivated." First of all, I was kind of like reading. I was like, isn't pushing buttons and getting guys excited, isn't that a form of motivation?
Yeah.
So how did you not know when you just said you still got to push guys' buttons and get them excited? That's motivation. So clearly, motivation is part of coaching. He is just, every time he opens his mouth, he just shows how green he is as a coach and how terrible of a hire this was for Phil Jackson. This is again a sideshow. Yeah. This is buffoonery.
That mentality is kind of like the superstar mentality trying to coach. Well, how come y'all don't just get up? I'm like, I'm not you, bro. Yeah. And second of all, look who you play for, man. Like, you played for the Los Angeles Lakers,
mm-hmm,
when it was still under Dr. Buss.
Yep.
Which is totally different than now.
Mm-hmm.
A team, that franchise, that at that, with him at the helm, it was all championship or bust. We are a different organization, unlike the rest. We all about winning.
We're the team and that sucks right now.
Yeah, we're going to have that winning mentality.
They need motivation.
Right. How about you go and play on the Clippers team you was on back when you was winning championships and they were still sucking? Play for that team a few years and feel like, do I feel like coming to work every day?
We put our socks on the same way. We put on the same kind of shirts. Our deodorant might smell a little different, man, but we place it on the same.
You got to keep guys going, man. Your team is bad. They're terrible.
They're terrible.
Why do I want to play there?
Exactly.
I don't want to play. You ain't helping.
Oh, man. I thought that quote was awesome.
Oh, it is great. I love it, man. I love it.
Oh, boy.
And I love y'all for tuning in to us, the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You know, you can hit us up on blackisonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio. You can leave comments there. We love the feedback from there. We love you guys to rate, leave us comments. We love the 5-star count if you feel so inclined. You can also reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, want to thank y'all for tuning in to us. For the long-time listeners, thank you for hanging out with us. For the first-time listeners, thank you for joining us. See when we bout up in here in the Sports Happy Hour. Go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Go ahead and tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Go ahead and tell your cats, dogs, chickens, ducks, roosters. We got this week. I'm feeling kind of marvelous this week. So go ahead and tell Captain America. Go ahead and tell Thor. Tell Wolverine. I'm going to dig deep into my Marvel right now. Go ahead and tell Falcon. Tell Deadpool. Tell
Doctor Strange.
There you go. Tell Doctor Strange. We got Ant-Man coming out. Go ahead and tell him, too. Who else we got? One last one for the road. Go ahead and tell...
Tell me your favorite.
Go ahead and tell Ghost Rider. That's what it's about. Tell him about the Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla!
Smoke from the Lucy drip, hold it like a crucifix. Blow from the nose, I'm a dragon to a nose. Got an average of being excellent, the median just dope. Like the ratio of heroin, the laxative is sold. The authorities are spoken, a man of the pure devotion. Get magnetized to the ground while the Falcons are murder closing. I chose to go guano, y'all know kind of bad shit. The bright lights of fuckery fucking me automatic. A teabag of piranha attack, heart barely beating, a wild one. I swim like the wreck they have to be seen. We're holding a toaster up and it's plugged with a fork in it. Cause death by electrocution's like life in New York, in it. Should've been a dentist. Mom said it pains the way that my craft expresses. Born in a little shop of horrors, I can't even afford to rent it. Where's the exit? Wanna talk shop, I can top it up with Exacto Touch. What's the rush? Autograph skin flash. Tag them up. I don't brag enough, you they back so suck. Hey. I ain't new to the alpha duck, the male you. Kinda like, fuck is you. I'm a little back spot on the sound alive, and I'm not too high to say I'm the truth. I line the booth to cast blood like a pavement. Nathan's sake, but I'll make some playpen. True runner, bitch, make the name stick. Not for sale, but I'm taking payment. Bah. I'm flies up Pegasus, that's no embellishment. I'm here to paint the whole game, whether it's set or in. Good pussy, good marijuana, that be my medicine. And I'm a mixture of MJG and the weatherman. A revolutionary banging on my adversaries. And I love Dr. King, but violence might be necessary. Cause when you live on MLK and it gets very scary, you might have to pull your AK, send one to the cemetery. We overwork, underpaid, and we underprivileged. They love us, why? Because we beat the village. You really made
educated or just became a prisoner of privilege. You willing to share that information that you've been given?
Like, who really run this? Like, who really run that man that say he won this? Who really run that man that say he won this? Run this? Like, who really fun this? Like, who really fun who say he fun this? Like, who in the world gonna tell Duster who to put on the UK come list? Now, don't be silly. Who the fuck gonna bully me if I got a billion? If I got a billion and a bitch recording me, I'm like, who cares? What I wouldn't be is on TV, stuttering, talking scared. So the question is, when Duz at home, that trade that bitch alone? Who's that voice on the side of the phone that shakes and rattles his bone? Could it be the man behind the man behind the man behind the throne? Go, go, go.